Thanks, Justine. Now, sad news. The death of Franz Marx. Now, name I think some of you will be well aware of if you watched Egoli. He was the creator of Egoli, and that was a very, very significant event in South African television, and he was a very, very big presence in the entertainment that we enjoy on television. I'm joined now by Karen Meyring, director of Mnet's CakeNet channels, to talk about Franz Marx. Karen, a very good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time.
Hi, thank you very much, Mike.
Tell me a bit about Franz Marx's passing. Was this sudden? Was it expected? What's the background here?
Well, we knew that he wasn't well, but it always is unexpected. And quite frankly, an icon like him, you kind of believe that he'll be there forever.
Okay, tell me about his contribution. Firstly, starting with Egoli.
Well, yes, he made a huge contribution in terms of Egoli. It was the first ever soap on South African television and of course on Mnet, which was also first in terms of it being paid television. So yeah, and that of course lasting for almost 18 years. That was an incredible contribution and obviously something that gave our industry, our television industry, incredible momentum and has had a lasting influence on the industry. It actually paved the way for all of those people to follow, and other productions and series to follow. But yeah, he wasn't just the creator of Egoli. He was an actor. He was a scriptwriter. He was a director, mentor, and a teacher to so many. And I guess the ultimate creator, if you want to look at it in that sense. So I can truly say that no one he's ever worked with, he's left untouched. He had an incredible presence. I remember being invited to evenings at his flat in Joburg in the early 90s as a youngster. I mean, just hung on to every word he said. And, just the authority with which he, told stories and things like that. He had an incredible impact on youngsters like myself.
What was his background? Where did he get the confidence to do something so enormous? You know, people can be a bit derisory about soap operas, but they are a monumental thing to take on and create. What was his background that led him into that?
Well, I think as an actor, the first time I saw him as an actor was in movies like Yeah, It's My Liefling with Min Shaw and Danny Bosman, which was about one of our biggest Afrikaans composers of music. And I guess it came from then all the experience that he got from that, and being a dynamic, creative person. I think that's what it came from and what it led to. So I think it started as for me. I think it started with him being an actor, and then going into script writing. I mean, he wrote many iconic Afrikaans drama series and was involved with them, like for instance Matthias and Marai, which I think is one of the best Afrikaans drama series ever, and the lasting impact that had. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful story. And then of course Achter Elke Man, which I think is very well known to everyone. And he was also a stage actor. I actually had to negotiate with him once. I was the director of the Klankeroe Arts Festival in 2000, and Dion Opperman and myself, we decided that it would be incredible to do a play by the name of Machtspel, which Dion wrote, and which was Franz in the lead, and I had to negotiate his fee with him. And then he said to me, okay, he'll do it, but on one condition only, and that is if he knows that he's the best-paid actor at the festival.
So he had a sense of his own value, shall we say.
No, he had a sense of his own value, and I remember I offered him a fee, and I added 10 cents to that. I said, now you're the best paid actor at the festival. And yeah, he wouldn't let me off that one for quite some time.
Karen, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much. I do appreciate your time. Director of MNET's CakeNet channels, they're paying tribute to a very significant figure in South African television culture, stage culture and acting, Franz Marx, the man best known for being responsible for Egoli.